Now the news, I'm Wenjie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has extended Spring Festival greetings to all Chinese people during his visit to Shanxi Province. The President wished Chinese people of all ethnic groups, compatriots in Hong Kong, Macau and Taiwan, as well as overseas Chinese, healthier and happier lives in the Year of the Tiger. He also expressed his hope that the country will be stronger and more prosperous. The first batch of emergency supplies sent directly from China has arrived in Tonga. Meng Qingsheng is on site with the latest.
This latest batch of emergency supplies has been sent by China's Air Force. I need to mention that all the delivery here has been conducted in a contactless way because Tonga now has very, very strict COVID protocols. All the goods arriving in the country should be disinfected and quarantined for at least 3 days. And then the people would drop by and then retrieve the goods. The latest batch of goods include food, drinking water, and personal protective equipment, tents, and walkie-talkies.
A white paper on China's space programs says the country plans to focus on areas such as the space transport system and deep space exploration in the next 5 years. It also says China welcomes international cooperation in the Lunar Research Station project. The document reviewed China's major achievements in its space industry in the past few years, which include the space station and the Tianwen-1 Mars mission. Sweden is not recommending COVID-19 vaccines to children under the age of 12. The public health agency consulted experts and concluded that those in this age group will not be vaccinated unless they have underlying medical conditions, because the benefits of vaccinating healthy children does not outweigh the potential risks. A Boston hospital is defending itself after a man's family claimed he was denied a heart transplant for refusing to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Brigham and Women's Hospital says most transplant programs have similar requirements to improve patients' chances of survival. The mother of DJ Ferguson says the 31-year-old has concerns about possible side effects of COVID-19 vaccines. Tracy Ferguson says her son already has an enlarged heart and has suffered several blood clots. The U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 6.9% in the fourth quarter of 2021 amid a surge in inventories. A report by the Commerce Department also shows that imports increased during that period. An economic team at accounting firm Grant Thornton forecasts that real GDP will come to a near halt, with an annualized growth rate of little more than 1% in the first quarter of 2022. Burkina Faso's new military leader says that the West African country will return to constitutional order when conditions are right. Paul Henri Damiba spoke for the first time on national television since President Roch Marc Kabore's ouster. Damiba says he would convene various sections of Burkina Faso society to agree on a roadmap to plan and carry out needed reforms. Beijing's Olympic villages for the Winter Games have officially opened to welcome participants. Ning Hong takes a look.
Athletes are arriving at Olympic Village in the snowy town of Taizicheng.
Oh, I feel confident. Like, I feel super good. Like, I'm ready to go.
Even the weather is freezing here, the people here are giving them a warm welcome.
It's all working, so I'm having a good time. The people have been fantastic. Very, very friendly. Lovely.
More than 1,000 athletes will spend the next month living here and competing in the games.
China has only a theoretical possibility to reach the FIFA World Cup in Qatar after a 2-0 defeat to Japan in the qualifiers. China ranks fifth in Group B with 5 points from 7 games, 10 points behind second-placed Japan. The top 2 teams in the group directly qualify, with the winner between the third-place finishers from the 2 Asian groups entering a playoff. China can only secure a third place by winning the last 3 games by a big margin, and expecting Australia to lose all 3 at the same time. China will next face Vietnam, Saudi Arabia, and Oman. That's the news. I'm Wenjie.